People in Mexico usually pay a lot of attention to U.S. immigration issues. Today is a little different, though. That's because the big story in Mexico right now is a wave of protests throughout the country. At the heart of the rallies, the case of 43 missing students from the state of Guerrero. These are the students who disappeared and may have been executed after being detained by local police. Carla Rivera is a 22-year-old activist in Mexico's second-largest city, Guadalajara. She says the protests in her city are about more than the 43 missing students.
It started with them, but right now it's not only the 43 missing students. They have become the biggest emblem in 50 years in our country.
There are people who go missing all the time and end up dead in Mexico. What is it about this particular case, about these 43 students from this rural school in Ayotzinapa, that has captured people living hundreds of miles away in your city of Guadalajara, that'll send them into the streets?
The own Mexican government and the police disappeared them and took them. And I think that's why there's like so much indignation and anger towards the government right now.
I gather the parents of these 43 missing students have been traveling through Mexico. These are not people with a lot of money, but this week they made their way to your city, Guadalajara, and I gather you met the father of one of the missing. What was he thinking? What did he tell you? What was his state of mind?
Yeah, they arrived to Guadalajara 2 days ago. Right now they must be going through Mexico City, but I had the opportunity to talk to one of the parents. His words were really firm, but you could see in his eyes there's a lot of sadness because they have been looking for their sons for almost 60 days and they haven't got an answer from the government. They do not have money. They do not have the resources to do all these troubles, to continue looking for their sons. Even though, you know, it's really probable that the students right now are dead because it's reality. We live in Mexico and like the violence is unbelievable, but you still have this hope that they might be alive somewhere. I don't know. It's really emotional, I have to say, to see these persons, the parents, just to talk to them and to know how they're feeling and how they will continue until the end. Actually, they have said that it doesn't matter what happened right now. The Mexican state has taken their families, has taken their classmates, has taken their friends, and they're not afraid anymore. They're not afraid to lose life in this fight.
So what began as sorrow and concern for these missing students is now a protest against what else?
It's not only their disappearance, it's the more than 20,000 disappearances in the whole country, is the constant scandals with the corruption, is the fraud. We're living like a national chaos. So people in the streets are demanding a change. That's all we are asking for, a change.
You're 22, Carla. I mean, living with the status quo without change, how do you even start to think about what you want to do with your life?
Good question. It's really hard for us as young people to know what do we want to do. I decided to become a journalist, and right now, I have to say it, I'm afraid to live in a country where journalists are being disappeared, are being raped, are being tortured for saying the truth, or for doing their job. Right now, as young people, we're dealing with a situation where we have to be very careful of what we do or what we said. And believe me, it's not easy to live like that.
Guadalajara-based activist Carla Rivera. Carla, very good to meet you. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.